deer come, and I'm endeared to them. So forth.
Nope, it didn't bother me all day. If it does, I probably would have said something. Maybe I would. It's hard to say sometimes. So yeah, my basic thing is, well, so I really want to be out of here before somebody goes nuts and decides I'm the best choice for taking Justin's place or something. Because I'm not sure I want to work for Clark. To be honest, when it comes down to it, so that's okay. This is Clark's. He handles stuff. I'm not sure, especially with the Eastern police over there. Looking all funny. So, yeah. You know. This is just the Clark's and my philosophy of life almost don't quite coincide. And that's fine. It's not that his is right and mine's wrong particularly. But he's the boss. Because if I don't want to work for him, I should leave. Or, you know, just not that I plan on doing it quickly at all. I intend to give him good service when I'm here. But I wouldn't mind being the boss someplace else. You know? Maybe. Or maybe I just don't have the chops to be a good boss. I said that's a possibility, too. Just because you got to school for it doesn't mean you're good at it. That's why I tell everybody every day. It's just some of the best managers do poorly in business school. Some of the people that do fantastic in business school are crappy managers. I might very well be one of those. I says, I don't know. Don't really know if I did very good in business school, honestly. I says, I got through my master's program. But that's what I did. I got through it. I said, I have no idea if I did well or not. I met the criteria. I said, there you go. That's exactly what I did. I met the criteria. That's all. No, thank goodness the wind's not blowing.
Like it?
Yeah.
For that kind of occasion.
Absolutely. I hope it's not too much for you. I know it's just as troubling for you to be hot as it is to be cold, Lee.
I can always take it off.
Yes, ma'am. But then it'll get too cold, maybe. I understand that, too.
I have my sweater on. I can use my sweater.
That's right. See, you've got all kinds of layers. You can do all kinds of adjusting.
Yeah.
That's good. Knowing Lisa, who has, you know, she has kind of a, what do you call it? It sounds bad, but it isn't. It's called low tolerance, which means that you have a smaller range of things being okay. You know, some people have a wide thing. That's called having a high tolerance.
That's probably dark.
You can put up with a lot of stuff. Well, the problem is I think he takes it to a sick level. And he doesn't. I'm always kind of worried that
his wife is with me.
He doesn't have... I don't know. No, Josh is okay.
This is not acceptable.
Yeah. And you're going to go, as long as you can deal with the fact that, yeah, you're going to be that way. So the worst thing for you would be to have a wife as easygoing as you are.
Yeah.
I think that would go badly. Yeah. A lot of things that really need to be done wouldn't get done. You aren't a person with high conscientiousness. And you go, that's neither good nor bad. Except that it can snap you in the shorts if somebody isn't watching over things for you. It's like Josh and money. And you're going, he doesn't have a problem making money. He takes not managing money to a whole new level. I mean, he doesn't even deposit money.
Yeah,
he gets it and he does end up farming it.
He does it when he's controlling it.
He had a problem before, yeah, and it's like, boy, if something called direct deposit, this would make your wife much happier. So she wouldn't have to constantly be egging you. We're running out of money, honey. Well, I've got three checks over here. Two of them, I think, are already past due, and they're not going to get paid. It's like, Josh, this isn't good. Your wife is going to hate you. It doesn't matter how much I bring it up, he doesn't do it. That's not, you know, and it's not because he's particularly irresponsible or he's trying to be snitty. That would be Shayna.
And he's not one lazy either.
No, he isn't lazy particularly.
I didn't say anything to him. I cleaned up his room while I was on the phone, including coming right in the vacuum.
Yeah. And you're going, oh, it's just that. And you don't want to get on to him too much, but it's like, man, it's going to be a hard day when you have to do all this stuff and you haven't already been conscientious to begin with. It's going to be a tough learning curve. You're going to get into some trouble if you're not careful. And the people around you aren't going to be very happy because they're going to have to try to be conscientious for you. So if they don't suffer too, so that's the whole problem with being part of a couple, for instance. It says you've got to be, you know, you can't be a drag on the rest of the group. That's really important. Don't be this, it's not the squeaky wheel. Don't be the loose wheel, the one that everybody else has to work harder to make up for. That's a problem with academic services right now. They are
a loose wheel. A loose and squeaky wheel.
But the problem is, they're actually quite central to the functioning of the university. And they get all snitty knowing that they're the center of the university. But you keep running up against their basic incompetence. And they're going, oh my gosh, this is horrible. It says, this whole office was formed specifically, and it's rude to say, specifically to attend to making sure a certain new functionality in Banner was properly codified, and maintained. And you're going, the sad part is, I don't think it originally got codified particularly well. We're starting to see cracks in this. That's fine. Just fix them, though. But they're constantly saying, well, our stuff is fine. And you're going, no, we're showing you evidence all the time that it's not fine. It wasn't done correctly in the first place. you're going, no, quit taking it as some kind of weird blame.
You
just need to understand that there's a problem that needs to be fixed. And it's not ICT's job to fix it. It's your job to fix it. If you need more help, hire a consultant to help you. If you need to go to more conferences, if you need to spend time at another school that has more experience than this, make the arrangements to do so. It's not ICT's job to do all this stuff for you. That's all I'm saying. It says, and it doesn't help that you're belligerent about it. That it's our fault. That it's our, you know, I put that stuff in. The reason why it's not working right is because you guys don't know how to run this application. And you're going, it's on. It runs. It produces the data. Ta-da! As far as ICT is concerned, the application is working fine. I said, if you put junk data in it, or if you don't know how to set up this stuff adequately, that's not ITS's responsibility to figure out. It's your responsibility to figure out. I'm sorry. I don't care. And Clark's like, well, you're just going to have to spend a lot of time nursemaiding them through. And you go, Clark, why are you saying that? I says, your job is to be the administrator that says, hey, ITS is not your personal doormat. They aren't here to balance grade for you. They provide you with an application. It's been installed, and it's running. It's good. It says it's baseline. If you need help, you contact Illusion. If they say, hey, man, this is really beyond us, all we do is we write the application. We're not here to... We don't freely just give you training on it. That's a separate line item. I say, well, then cough up the money. Cough up the needed money to do it. One of the big problems with this university is that it always bites off way more than it can chew. Way more than it can chew. The fact that it works at all is kind of wondrous. Highlands would be even worse. You know, for being, you know, well, we went in with Banner because everybody else in the state did, and you go, so you're going to file the group down to hell like a lemming, huh? All right. It says, I guess that's a smart thing to do. And I don't mean to castigate you as being stupid. You're doing what you're told. You go, but for my part, I say, look around for alternatives that are far more likely to accomplish what you'd like to have. Says, I think you buy a little bit of discomfort for not being around with everybody else exactly the same way they are. There could be a little bit of discomfort from that. I said, but I'll be... Who's that?
Yeah.
I don't know either. Oh! That's, I'm not sure who that is. Oh, no, she's you know, that's the other person that worked with her. I have face problems anyway. If you take somebody out of the context I'm used to seeing them in, I might not recognize who they are. Thank you. So, yeah. I'm finding out that I'm just a muscle guy. I muscle through things, and I expect other people to muscle through it too. I said I don't cotton to pandering very much. If you don't know how to do something, just say so. I said, but own it. It's not somebody else's problem to take care of it. It's for you to figure out what to do about it. As far as I know, this is the key to management. Lots of construction. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing for time?
I don't know.
Let's take a look.
Oh,
you have a watch?
Watch on because...
Here.
Right here.
Oh. Okay.
Great job.
Yeah.
I put my watch in my pocket when I was walking the distance.
Ah, very smart. Well, I might not have been very... I may have to send another addendum to my application for Highlands, because you know what? I usually put down that I'm a servant leader sort of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, no, I'm not. I'm finding that out. Clark is far more a servant leader than I am. And you go, I think I need to.
So how would you describe
to highlight that? Ramrod.
Some people may not listen.
That's okay. I'm not getting. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it more important to be honest? If they don't want me, that's fine. At least I want them not to hire me for a legitimate reason, as opposed to something else. I think they're in desperate need of a ramrod. What are you doing? My stuff is looking back. Oh, I'm sorry. Stay with you. I gotta stop. I gotta go, and I gotta stop. I gotta go. It's crazy. I love you.
It's okay, I'm walking along, and I look over, and you're gone.
And I might be more of a project guy. You know? I'm a good manager to have around if you've got a project that needs to be done. I'm really good at making sure it gets done. Even if I'm the only guy doing it. Or I'm the only one doing most of it. So I said, Ben contributes a ton. And Justin, sheesh. Justin does a ton too. And you go, well, the nice part is, most likely, I've only got maybe one or two projects left to do before retirement. Of course, I do them so dang fast.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
That's hard to say. And yeah, this is, I treat everything like a project. Jump out, let's get it going. We got a timeline. Let's go. Boom, 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 boom. So you keep smacking your head against it until it comes. You know, that's how I have to handle it. This is, I am not really strongly technological. I said, computers have always been a hobby for me. So at any given moment, I'm not doing something else. I'm screwing around on some computer, dinking around with it, changing this, adjusting that. And then I'll throw it all away and do it all over again. You know, it's kind of like people say, I don't understand fishing. And you go, fishing's something to do to keep you from killing your children. How about that? Wouldn't you prefer me to fish instead of killing each other? It's like fly fishing. People go, why do you fly fish? Just working it, working it, working it. And you go, some people are high strung and that's how they have to fish. Trust me, I was bored stiff because my dad was more of a lake fisherman. Which is, you go, you throw a line out there, you put a bobber on it, you stick it in the ground, and you sit there and wait for something to happen.
Yep.
And you go, I couldn't do that. It just wasn't compatible with the way I work. Fly fishing would be a lot better. But I deal with computers. So I build up a server, I get it all going really good, and I let it go for a little while, but then I'm bored, and then I tear it all apart and do it all over again. So is it totally inconsistent? And you go, yeah, totally inconsistent. So anyway, you go, yeah, so the Maya Project guy, oh, yes. I shove off the mundane stuff. Off to other people, you know, so there's plenty of people that just want to, I go in, I clock in, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing today, I'll run the backups, I'll run this, I'll run that, you go, good, perfect, you're in charge of that, make it happen, don't miss it, if you're going to have to miss it because you're sick, let us know so we can make arrangements to get somebody else to do it because I'm not doing it. If I do it more than once about a year, I'm going to fire somebody. But so that's good talk from a state institution. You can't fire people. Well, Anyway. So, have to say it that way. It says yes. It says, I'm a ramrod. We fix things, we get them done, and we get it out of the way, and we move on. You go, I'm hard. I said, I'm hard on technology. I'm kind of hard on people. But only insofar as I expect them to be responsible for things. So even if you do a bad job, and even if you're slipshod, if you accept responsibility for it, I'm typically okay with that. I'll help you try to get better. If you start making rationalizations to me, man, I get pissed. Don't do that. And don't,
I'm honest.
And don't shove your crap on other people. I don't care.
Sincere and honest when I tell you I have integrity.
Then show it. Show it. I don't give a flip what you think you're like. Show me what you're like. Because I'm seeing right now, what I'm seeing is a guy that started a class and just boffed it.
Boffed it.
Didn't do a thing. Sorry. And if you want to keep belaboring the point, I will give you, I'll find some evidence that you're not what you say you are. And he goes, so quit trying to say what you are. Just be.
Take a class with organization before you retake the class.
Something. Something. Only problem is he's a senior. He's an athlete. He's on a scholarship. He's going to lose it all. He's probably going to have to pay stuff back. And you go, it's your own fault. Well, I had too much on my plate. And I go, well, whose job is to figure that out? This is my problem. It's your problem. I can't make your job easy. I can't make you getting a degree easy and make it difficult for somebody else. I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's just disingenuous. You're gorgeous.
I love you. She got that little gray hair right there again.
Grows back all the time?
Yep. One of these days you'll rip it out.
Oh, I do. I do eventually.
By the root.
Yeah, I do.
And then it won't grow back again.
No, I do that all the time. It just grows back. Funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because you rip stuff out from the roots on me doesn't mean it doesn't come back almost immediately. These over here, I'm constantly plucking them.
Yeah.
And guess what? They come back. Like clockwork.
So,
I'm late.
It's 7
still. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Hey! I sure love you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You keep loving me.
As long as you're going to keep loving me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might do a little addendum to my application to say, I think I'm changing my explanation of my management style. I'm a ramrod. But I hope to be a good-natured one. Yes, ma'am. Not much. Oh. Uh-oh.